The American Legion of Indiana could consider a resolution this weekend that would encourage state lawmakers to develop a medical marijuana program. The proposal comes from a Kokomo veteran who hopes medical marijuana could help veterans struggling with opioid addiction. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, similar proposals have failed to gain traction at the State House.
Veterans gather on a daily basis at this American Legion post in Martinsville to catch up with each other. The talk revolves around their families, politics, and lately, a proposal from another veteran to make medical marijuana legal in Indiana.
If marijuana is medically available for older veterans that have a need for pain relief, yes, do it.
James Ritter spent 2 decades with the Indiana National Guard. He says he supports any legislation that could help fellow veterans improve their health.
They need to go to the veterans home in Lafayette. They need to go to the nursing homes where the veterans are there that cannot do anything for themselves but just take pills that the doctors prescribe, and they're not getting any better. And they need to go out and visit these people instead of just hear stories about it. They need to go out and make themselves seen with the people.
Every 30 minutes a veteran dies, not from a bullet or an IED, from an overdose.
The nonprofit Hoosier Veterans for Medical Cannabis released that ad statewide this month. Jeff Staker started the initiative to push for a medical marijuana program in Indiana. He spoke during the legislature's Veterans Affairs Committee this week.
Please help your veterans and please co-sponsor these bills.
Staker says he's interested in how marijuana could help curb opioid addiction.
Every year we have 17,000 dying of prescription pain medication overdoses.
According to Veterans Affairs officials, about 60% of those returning from deployments in the Middle East suffer from chronic pain. Doctors often prescribe powerful opioid painkillers that can be highly addictive. A study published earlier this year found when states legalize medical marijuana, the number of painkillers prescribed drops significantly. Staker says he's hopeful a medical marijuana program could help veterans with other health problems, too.
As veterans, we're looking at it as a way to treat veterans from things from PTSD to chronic pain.
Staker drafted a resolution calling on legislators to develop a medical marijuana program, and the American Legion of Indiana could vote on the proposal Saturday. A small number of legislators are also calling on the state to adopt such a program. Democratic Senator Karen Tallien filed a bill this year and for the past several years to legalize marijuana for medical purposes.
I set up a department of marijuana enforcement. We're going to call it DOME, and this department would then put together a more comprehensive, specific program and then bring it back to the legislature.
There are other similar bills on file, and some legislators are pushing to legalize the use of cannabis oil for medical treatment. Tallien says the proposals at least deserve discussion.
Everybody is slowly coming to the table that we need to do something because the public is demanding this. You know, this legislature is way behind public opinion on this topic.
But Republican Governor Eric Holcomb said during a gubernatorial debate last year, he's not interested in tackling the issue, even if the discussion focuses solely on medical treatment.
Right now, in the world that we're living in, expanding or legalizing drugs of this nature isn't on my list.
It appears it's not on the list of priorities for most state legislators either. Tallien's bill is assigned to the Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee.
Maybe that means we should tax it, legalize it, and treat it like alcohol, but I don't think so.
But Ritter is hopeful Tallien's wrong, and legislators will give the bills a serious look because he says civilians just don't understand the emotional and physical pain many veterans face.
People don't know what kind of pain old men have. You can explain it to them, but nobody knows. So we need help.
For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.